Good risings. I'm Colin Bedell. Today is Friday, December 16th, and this is The Rising Sign. Okay, so you remember how I spoke on Wednesday? There was the Sun-Neptune mutable square, Sun and Sag squaring Neptune and Pisces. Well, today we have a little bit more mutable squares and oppositions with the Moon in Virgo, opposing Neptune in Pisces, squaring the Sun in Sag, and then opposing Jupiter in Pisces as well. So with the Moon in Virgo forming oppositions and squares to Sag and Pisces, this is going to provide a healthy dose of mutable mayhem today, right? So, and Mars is currently in Gemini, but it hasn't aspected the Moon in Virgo yet. So we have a lot of mutable energy happening right now. And I actually want to discuss something that I shared with you last week, which bears repeating because it is something I think I try to remember all the time because it needs to be remembered many times throughout the day, and that is giving yourself the value of transition. So the reason why I'm mentioning transition is because mutable signs take a stand for transition. They occupy that threshold of when one thing is becoming another thing. And so what I want to remind you is that when you are feeling stressed, overwhelmed, burnt out, is there a possibility that being really conscious about a transition might help you feel less stressed, less overwhelmed, and less burnt out? Because what you want to remember is that human beings are organized spatially. Okay, so we look to location and our environment to help us organize our interpretation of reality. I'm mentioning this because the pandemic upended that. Many of us worked from home, same room, same desk, same chair, same screen for months at a time. I still don't think we fully recovered from that. And therefore, where's the transition? When I'm going from Zoom room to work, Zoom room to friends, Zoom room to a funeral or a wedding, it felt so clunky because I knew there's no transition here. I'm not organized spatially. I'm not going on the plane. I'm not on my commute. I'm not on my subway. I'm not in my environment, cluing me into this is becoming that. And so today I want you to ask yourself how you could be more intentional about transitions to help you feel less stress, less overwhelm, less anxiety, all of it. And even if it's something as simple as like shaking your body in between appointments, or if you just got home from a commute from work and you're about to go see your family and maybe you need a little bit more alone time, stay in the car and just breathe and process and be with yourself, right? We don't always have to rush to the next thing. We don't need to stop. We don't need to keep removing that time because it is sacred. And we don't always think it's helpful because sometimes the obvious isn't always so obvious, but that is essential for you to remember. Okay? So give yourself that transition so that we can experience some of this mutable mayhem a little bit more effectively. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. I'm Colin, and you can find me at Queer Cosmos. Thanks for listening to The Rising Sign. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out the other Good Risings offerings available in our feed. Have a great day. Bye.
Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.